holding on Samach Amit Aleph. We are holding on Samach Amit Aleph, the top of the page, the two dots. And we have been discussing for the last few days Piskei Aris, the disruption of an Aris, and the Mishnah's case of 11 vines, and you take one out in the middle, and you have these halachas that you cannot plant unless you have 8 amas of the tepach. Okay. Well, Shanya, this halacha, it doesn't matter. Bain shabana gader va'achkach nata achas esrei gefanim. Whether you built the wall and then you planted the 11, bain shenata achas esrei gefanim va'achkach bana gader. Whether you planted the 11 and then you built the wall va'achkach nifsika hamsoyes, and then the middle one was taken out and there's the disruption. Yesh kan aris. Whatever the order was, whether the wall preceded the vines, whether the vines preceded the wall, it is a din of an aris once there's vines and wall. The yesh kam piskei aris, and there is a din of aris, whether there, when the middle vine is removed, no matter what the order of the vines in the wall are, okay?
As long as you had a minimum of 11.
As long as you have 5 and 5, okay? Let's say Chorav HaGoder, let's say you had the 11 arrayed, either with or without the disruption.
And they still agrees to this?
Well, then you're going to have to go back to this thing. But whatever the halacha, whether it's Beshamai, yes.
Beshamai,
yes, of course.
Doesn't need the Goder.
Of course, we're talking in Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, yes. This is what the Gemara is saying. Beis Hillel holds of Aris, Piskei Aris, no matter what the order is. Okay?
No matter what the wall.
Or whether the wall came for the vine, or the vine came for the wall.
Doesn't matter what the wall is made of.
No. A Chorav HaGoder, let's say the whole wall was destroyed. Ain't kan aris, why piskei aris? So there was both the vine and the wall, and then the wall goes away, then the aris goes away also, the din aris goes away. They're just considered straggling vines, right? The why piskei aris?
Once it was created as a unit, that unit is dependent upon the aris.
Correct.
So
Exactly. It needs both. And v'loy piskei aris, the gra in the Shnayis Eliyahu, he brings down the footnote 7, adds even if that part of the wall is disrupted. So if you had a whole wall, right, and then you created an aris, and then you have the disruption in the middle, and that piece of the wall, the middle piece of the wall, is taken out. No piskei aris. Limitations on planting anything without any wall. That's what the Gra says. Rav Avudmi, Achua de Rabbi Yossi, Ba'e, Rav Avudmi, the brother of Rabbi Yossi, states, Chazar Uvenoya, let's say this case, right? We had an aris, a vine in the wall, the wall goes away, it's destroyed, and then it's rebuilt. At Omar Chazar aris l'mukainai. For sure you say, okay, walls are built again, so now you have the vine and the wall, right? But we're going to push...
By the way, that shouldn't be a chiddush.
That's exactly what the Gemara means, Stewie. It isn't a chiddush. That's okay, not good. A chiddush at all. Here's the chiddush. Udechavasa, even this is the chiddush. Even though it's not as pashit, chazru piskei aris l'mekayman. The halacha of piskei aris also goes back when the wall's rebuilt. You would have thought, okay, I had an aris, and I had a piskei aris, and now I'm rebuilding the wall. So since there's an interruption, so to speak, of the aris status, I'd say, okay, you have two arises. Here's an aris of 5, and here's an aris of 5. But not they don't have a din of piskei aris. So you would give. You could give each one 6 tefachim, and it doesn't matter. We don't care if it's 8 and a tefach and all the other stuff. Zok the Gemara, no. Piskei aris also comes back. That's according to one. That's what according to one version of the Gemara. I'll let you one just a second. Hold that thought, Shapsi. That's according to one version of the Gemara. Another version of the Gemara is that Ba'i was an Abaye. He asked this question, Reb Avudmi. He asked this question. I understand that the Oris comes back, but will the Piski Oris comes back and it's left unresolved? However, you would probably pass in the Chumra. Question by Reb Shapsi.
In other words, you don't have the power to make the reconstruction of the Aris a separate entity. It's seen as you're just redoing what was there before.
So can you repeat the question?
He's saying you don't have the power to make a reconstruction of the Aris as a separate entity. You're just redoing what you did before. You're just recreating the history.
Right.
Okay.
So therefore, that's why the Pesach is there.
Right. That's why the Pesach. Piski Aris. Or do you say no? Now it's a new entity and you wouldn't say Piski Aris. That's the Shiloh.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yaisi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. We're about to relate a story, and this is why stories are so tricky, Rabbi Oversteen. You have to be very careful when you relate them. Okay? Rabbi Yaisi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, his version of the story goes as follows. Maishas Saraf Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ben Agnigar. There's a story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri burnt tvua, burnt produce, which he felt became usher through Kiliat Kerem in this place of Nagnigar.
Pronounce that place correctly.
Yes, Nagnigar. Nagnijay. Okay? Ma Saraf. What did he burn, according to Rabbi Yaisi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? He burnt Piski Aris Saraf, the fella to whom the Aris belonged, did not leave enough place for planting. He needed at least six or he wasn't allowed to plant unless it was 8 netefach, and it wasn't 8 netefach, let's just say, right? And then he planted, and it grew. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri went in, and he destroyed it. That is the version of the story, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi says. Okay? Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that is not the story. Almost the story. You almost got it right. Maisha sasara for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ben Nagnigar. He destroyed things in Nagnigar. Masar, but what did he destroy? Not Piske Aris, Bein Aris Lagadar Saraf. He, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we know his sheet in the Mishnah, is the whole din of Aris is not that it creates a kerem, not that there's a problem with four amos away, but that it's between the wall and the vine. He saw somebody that planted between the wall and the vine. And that's what he destroyed. That's Rabbi Chiya's version of the story. I'm Rabbi Yaisi.
What was the difference? And the wall.
Less than four amas. In other words, in a situation where he wasn't allowed to plant, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I'm Rabbi Yaisi.
One second, two things real quick. Well, first of all, why is this not Baltashkis? But even more,
it was.
More poignant,
it was on the wall.
Why is it not an issue about, you're not supposed to destroy fruit trees or things of that sort. If he's completely destroying this vine,
Let's just. I don't know what Akasha Famaisa, as they say. He destroyed the cabbage that he grew there. The point is, he destroyed something. Whatever he destroyed, I assume you are allowed to destroy fruit trees if it's usher. Anyway,
the pasuk says you have to destroy it.
You have to destroy it. Anyway.
One second over here. Who said Mehecha Tesa that he destroyed the vine? This is not an issue.
He doesn't say a vine. Where does it say a vine, Stewie? Says nothing about a vine. It says he destroyed Masorah. He destroyed both things. The vines along with the foreign seed, whatever it was growing. Destroyed everything.
Like the mission at the beginning of Shkolim. He got rid of the client.
Yeah, he got rid of everything. Exactly. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yaisi. So says Rabbi Yaisi, remember, there was two versions of the story. The first version was, Rabbi Yaisi said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that what was destroyed Piski Oris. Rabbi Chiya said it was between, it was Bein Oris Lagadar, okay? So Rabbi Yossi says, and he's defending his retelling, Kashaite Koime Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yacha. I asked the following question to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yacha. Nicha Piski Oris Saraf, if you understand my version of the story, that it was Piski Oris Divrei Chachamim Chalukin Olav. The reason it was important to tell over the story Halach Lamaisa was because further on in the next parak, we're going to have a Mishnah that says a whole list of things that are usher to plant and not Mekadesh. But not Mekadesh if you do plant them. It's usher to Lachatila plant them, but it doesn't become usher that you have to burn them. One of that list is Piske Oris. It doesn't become usher. So the chiddush that I have in my story is that Rabbi Yochanan does not agree with the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is choylik on that Mishnah and says, no, it does become usher that you have to destroy it. So I understand. That's why my version of the story was the important version to tell over. There was a chiddush in it, a chiddush la'alacha. Bein oris legadar saraf, but if you say like Rabbi Chiya, that the story was that he destroyed whatever grew between the vine and the wall. Direi chachamim chalukin alav. This is bitmiyah. Who is chaylik with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that it's usher? Everybody knows. Even the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say the machlekes is okay. What's the din oris? Does it have four amos that? Four amos in front of it? Does it not have four amos in front of it? Nobody, even the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say that it's mutter to plant between the wall and the oris. Nobody says that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri confines the din of oris to that situation, but nobody disagrees with it. So what kind of story are you retelling? There's no chiddush in it.
This is counterintuitive. Normally, we've seen before in the Yerushalmi tells a Maisa to support the Halacha, and here he's saying, no, the Maisa is Dafka coming to support what's really not the difference.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah.
It's reverse.
It's a fun, but here you see something else, Rachmiel, from this thing, that Yerushalmi is not going to stam over, say, Maisalach. This is not Matzei Shabbos, where we say over Maisalach from the Shpiller Zayda, okay? We're saying over Maises that are Halacha L'Maisa. That's what Rabbi Yossi is getting at. Rabbi Yossi is getting at, my version of the Maisa, have Halacha L'Maisa. You haven't said anything over. So that's what he says. So answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, who said this, V'loi Shemiya, Da'am Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. He did not hear what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said about this. Because it's, or Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha's memra. Which is Espalgan Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish. There's actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish. Aris atzmai mahu. What is the din in terms of, not in the terms of being allowed to plant? We know it's osur to do this, but if a person goes ahead and plants between the wall and the aris, or between the vines, and in other words, within the aris, not outside. Asr, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asr Mekadesh. Itake is becomes, everything becomes Asr and needs to be burned. Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish Amar, Asr Ve'ena Mekadesh. It's Asr to do, but it doesn't become Asr.
Only if it's within the Shishat Vachit, then it would be Mekadesh. As long as there's a Hakka of Shishat Vachim and there's Arba Amos, then it's not.
Yes,
Mekadesh.
that it would be Mekadesh, but not within.
Not.
But that is a question, and Maral Fulda discusses that. That's a complication. Okay,
sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, where's the makor that they have to burn it? All what the Mishnah says.
And tukdash hamleya esazer asher zori. You have to burn it. It's kiliyak kerem is one of the nisrafim. It's mefurish in the Torah. You have to burn it. So, what do you see from here? You see that what Rabbi Yossi just said, that there's no chiddush that you have to burn, that it's mekadesh between the vine and the wall, because everybody would say it, is absolutely not true according to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha told us there's actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan holds it is Makadish, and Rish Lakish holds it's not Makadish. And who is the Baal Memra? Who are we quoting in this story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said over the story. Says Rabbi Chiya, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I, Rabbi Yochanan, am bringing a raya to my shita against Reish Lakish, that between the Oris and the wall, you have to, it's Makadesh. And how do I know? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Taka went and burned it. So that is Rabbi Yochanan's raya that against Reish Lakish. So that comes out beautiful, according to Apia. But Rabbi Yossi didn't hear that whole machlekes about between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay? Next. Oris shehu yaitse min ha-kaisol. We had a case in the Mishnah about an L-shaped oris, where there was two on one wall and three on the other wall, right? And we said there was a machlekes whether you were allowed to plant the rest of the wall or the rest of the area, or you needed four amis. So says the Gemara, a chiddush in the Tanakama, not in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was the one that said if there's no four amis, you can't do it. Says the Tanakama, the only time you would say that you are allowed to plant after six tefachim, you are allowed to plant and you measure from the vines in that L-shaped aris case is only when there's at least arba tefachim of wall. Arba tefachim. Remember, Rabbi Yossi requires what? Arba amis of wall. But even the Tanakhama is moida that you need at least four tefachim of wall beyond that. If you don't have four tefachim of wall, it's not a chosh of a makayim, and you would not be allowed to plant after
four
tefachim, arba tefachim kedei makayim. The Tanakhama, even though the Tanakhama is chaylik with Rabbi Yossi and says you don't need necessarily arba amis in the rest of the wall in order to plant after six tefachim, you at least need four tefachim in order to count in order to be able to count six tefachim from the wall. If you don't have four tefachim of wall, it is not considered chashev enough to do it. Or if you hold that the pshat Rabbi Yossi is that you have a space that you square off in the L-shaped case, you need at least four tefachim in that space to be able to keep on planting. But even though you don't need four amis, you need four tefachim according to the Tanakhama.
I didn't understand it. You have an L-shaped wall.
Yes.
Three on one side, you have two on the other side.
Yes.
So where's these four and the six tefachim now in this picture?
Not between the three, on the other side, towards the extremities.
The outside of the L's.
Yeah. No, not the outside. There's an L. So there's the vines go up to a certain point. So you're allowed to plant, according to the Tanakhama, after six tefachim, you're allowed to plant to the end of the wall. After six tefachim, you're allowed to plant to the end of the wall.
Outside the L.
Outside the L? No.
Yeah.
For the rest of the wall. No, not towards the wall, towards the extremities. Not towards the wall, towards the extremities. L. Vines here. Look at my fingers.
Yeah,
vines here.
Right.
Vines here.
Right.
So you're allowed to plant here and you're allowed to plant there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
that's towards the extremities. That's
right.
It within the L, but not in the corner, not towards the corner. Okay? Or you square it off here and you're allowed to plant in this part, but you need at least four tefachim here. If you don't have four tefachim, it's not a makom chashev, you're not allowed to plant. Of course, Rabbi Yossi is requiring either four amas here, or a four amas in here. I refer you to the text box on 60B2, where the Mara Fulda has a whole different shot, and that's good. You could do homework. He doesn't believe in either of those. He doesn't believe in either of those pshatim for complicating reasons. Okay, but that's the Shitas Tanakhama. Now the Gemara is going to explore Shitas Reb Yaisi. Tanina Hacha. We learned here a sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. What is the lashon of Rabbi Yaisi in our Mishnah? The same lashon that we had on the Mishnah Beb Chesam Beis, which is Im Ein Sham Arba Amis Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham. If you have no Arba Amis, you may not bring Zera L'Sham. Exactly the same language, Mem Chesam Beis, and our Mishnah on wherever it is. Ten block later, okay? Nun Vav or whatever, Nun Zion. Nun Vav. So we, L'Chaira, you have a very similar halacha that Rabbi Yaisi is introducing about Arba Amis. Let me remind you about the din in the last Mishnah. In Mem Chesam Beis, we had a Mishnah which said if you had a ditch, you were allowed, all you had to do with one vine, not with five, one vine, no kerem, but it's a confined area. The Tanakhama says, give yourself six tefachim and plant the rest of it around that one vine. Okay? As long as you have a six tefachim work area. Rabbi Yaisi said, im ein sham arba amis, if you don't have four amis within that confined area, lo yavi zera l'sham, because it's a confined area. Okay? That's with the Mishnah Mem Chesam Beis. Here, we have the L shape, and Rabbi Yaisi said the same thing. Either if you don't have arba amis to the end of the wall, lo yavi zera l'sham, or if you don't have arba amis in this imaginary box, lo yavi zera l'sham. Honestly, L'chaira, it's easier to understand the Gemara we're about to learn if you learn Rabbi Yaisi's talking about this imaginary box, okay? And that what we're talking about is the L shape confined? Does it have does that L shape aris confine that area if it's arba amris or less, okay? That's easier because it's more of a tushtel. It's more a hashva'ah between that case and the confined ditch. If you're talking about the rest of a wall, you still have to look at the aris as some confining situation. As the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, Amru, Davar Echad. We had that before, okay? So now the Gemara is going to theorize this whole thing. Tanina Hacha, in our case of aris, we learned the case of Evein Sham Arba Amis, in Ein Sham Arba Amis, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham. Usnisa Taman, also the same thing. In Ein Sham Arba Amis, in the ditch, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham. Ilusanisa Hacha, Loisanisa Taman. If it would have just said the halacha here by Aris and not by the ditch, I would say, Hacha, Ayidei Shehi Yilchus Aris, over here because it is a halacha of Aris. Either because it's a Aris Mu'ukam, so it's a real kerem, the Aris Mu'ukam we considered a kerem also, so that would disallow planting anything. Atomer also, only in that case does Rabbi Yaisi say you need Arba Amis. Taman, over there, since there's only one vine, there's certainly no kerem or Aris or anything Mu'ukam, right?
In the ditch,
it's only one vine. Aidei she'en hilchasaurus, you're not dealing with hilchasaurus. Atam and mutter, you would say over there, it's mutter. Havi tzarchat misni tamon, that's why you have to say Rabbi Yaisi's halacha there. Oi, ilu tanisa tamon, v'loi tanisa hacha. If you only learn the halacha of the ditch and not the aris, havinan amrinan, you would say, no, tamon, over there, aidei shem hu gufaf, ma'ar baruchaisa. Since it's surrounded all four sides, so even though it's just one vine, it's aser unless it's Arba Amis. At Amar aser. Hacha, but over here, it's only an L shape. Aidei she'enu mugufaf ma'abru chaysav. Have it tzarch, right? At Amar mutter. Maybe it's mutter because it's not always surrounded, right? That was the chiddush of saying Amar davar echad. Right? So have it tzarcha b'snaya hacha b'tzarcha b'snaya tamon. That's why you have to say both chiddushim. Haperach hayotzim in ha'aris, we learned, if a shoot goes out of the aris, even though it's outside of the aris area, you still cannot plant directly under the shoot. Tam and Amri Amrin, in Bavel, they used to say as follows. There was a chumrah they had in Bavel. At raya kilu shaput shema teches tachav bay. Here in our Mishnah, remember, we said the plumb line. Look at the plumb line, and anything up until the plumb line, you can't If the chute goes out, draw an imaginary plumb line to the end of the chute and can't plant anything. In Bubble, they said much more than that. They said put a spud, a metal spit, into the corner where the vine or the shoot goes out. Remember, there's gravity, right? So the shoot's never going to stay completely straight. It's always going to drop down. In Bubble, they say, I don't care if it drops down. You have to measure how much of the shoot dropped down, and you have to, it's like, you have to put an imaginary metal spit in middle, at the very tip of the chute, that stays, because it's, we're talking about chumras, right, marasayin and so on.
How to measure?
In terms of where you start measuring your... No, in terms of where you're allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plant under even the imaginary, even though it's drooping down, even until where it goes. Okay? And that's where you have to count your six amas. Shimon Bar Babishim, Rabbi Yochanan, here in the Rishalmi, however, Ab Makam Shu Nikman, until it droops, and not further from where it droops. Okay? And
What's the Makhlukas saying?
Whether you are allowed to plant where the vine droops, can you plant beyond the vine? Let's say it droops down a half, 6 inches. Are you allowed to plant the extra 6 inches, even though since it's drooping, but it's not under
imaginary extension?
Right.
Extended
here.
Right.
What's the svara for the non-droop? It's drooping.
But it didn't go anywhere.
But there's a vine there.
It's not going any further than the.
But
which direction are you going to go?
What do you mean? You can't keep on. You can't plant if there was something there. If there was an actual shoot there, you can't plant something where the shoot can extend. Okay, let's see how Rabbi Scroll. The end of the protruding shoot tends to droop downward, not extend its full length. Okay, in Babylonia they said it is forbidden to introduce foreign seed, not only in the area beneath the shoot as is, but even the area that would be beneath the shoot if it were extended to its full length by the insertion of a metal spit. No explanation given. Bir ha gra. Okay, so there's no actual explanation. We can all conjure up. It's Marasayan. It's part of the whole Hilchus Klayim, right? That we've been learning, even things that are not exactly, but things that look or things that could be, and so on. Okay, now we are turning the page, Shlaimi. Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. I'm sorry, I forget. I didn't tell you about Samach Amid Beis. We're now on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, right before the end of the perek. Reb Chama Bar Ukva B'Shem Reb Yosi B'Chanina, and we're gonna explain the case according to the Rambam, and that's the the only rational way of understanding it. We said all along, let's say there was a vine between two trees, or all these cases of a vine where it sticks out, you can't plant under the vine. And if you do, it becomes usur.
Yeah,
okay, so the question is, that's the vine and whatever is produced by the vine. Let's say there's a vine and there's grapes, but beyond the sixth fachim of Avaida, all the way out, there's leaves, just regular things, not edible, leaves, or whatever is there, right?
From
the vine, but it's not the vine itself, it's just leaves that outgrowth. It's a very, very verdant grapevine, if you will, okay?
It's not from the trees that you're going between?
No, it's not from the trees. It's from the vine, but it's not the vine or grapes. It is the leaves of it. And it goes and it extends beyond the sixth fachim, so where you're usually allowed to plant. Are you allowed to plant under those leaves? Even though it's so far, because those leaves are very, very far removed from the actual vine. That's the question. So Rab Chama Baruch B'Shem Rab Yeseh B'Chanina, Tachas HaShkailos. He said, if you plant under the ashkalois, under the grapes or the vine, asur makadesh, tachas ha'olin, but under those leaves, you're not allowed to plant. Loi, you're not allowed to plant, but it is not mekadesh. It is not mekadesh, even because it's too far removed. Rabbi Yaisi, no. Afilu tachas ha'olin asur mekadesh. Since it's part of the same plant, even though it's outside of the makam avaida, we still say it's asur mekadesh even under that.
It's less likely to make a mistake with that.
What do we see on the previous page?
Where the thing droops.
Yeah.
Is it my focus there, whether it can plant? Isn't that similar to this?
That's the vine itself.
Reb David, that's the vine itself. That's a different deal. And whether you consider the drooping, yeah. I just want, listen, if you don't believe me, take a look at the Rosh Cirilio right before the end of the Perek, V'chein Pasek HaRambam, V'zel HaShoinai, Kol HaZareya Tachas HaSorigin V'ya'olin, HaYoytis Min HaGefen HaRez HaKiddush, Atkan. Umayri, he's talking about, Sha'orchu, Zmoiris HaGefen HaYo'oris, Chutzla Avadasai, even away from the sixth Tfachim, V'lav HaPifyoris, not on the Oris itself, V'chein Kosev HaRambam, V'afal Pisha HaZera, Rochuk Me'ikra HaGefen Kama Amis, even if it's many Amis away, you still cannot plant. And it's also in Mekadesh, Hadron Lach Ezer Oris, Hadron Lach Ezer Oris, Hadron Alach Ezer Oris. Shlomi, you're on for Amavrach, I guess on Rosh Hashanah.
Shkoyach.
No, not tomorrow night. I'm traveling and he's traveling. We're both traveling. So this is it before Rosh Hashanah.
I plant spaghetti squash.